But Grant's determination is immense, Sharp wrote his uncle Jensen, and I began to think him as considerable of a man. We have certainly not been whipped. With the Confederates refusing to budge from Spotsylvania, Grant sidled east and south for 25 miles to try to swing around Lee's flank at Hanover Junction's rail crossing near the North Anna River. Lee spotted Grant's move and rushed his army behind the North Anna before the Union force arrived. So Grant moved down another 20 miles to make another try at outflanking Lee at Cold Harbor, a dusty crossroads 10 miles northeast of Richmond. As Virginia's dogwoods still bloomed and rain showers cooled sweltering hot days, the two replenished armies, some 109,000 under Grant and 59,000 under Lee, arrived at Cold Harbor late on June 1st, and through the next 2 days fought another brutal battle. Casualties again became heavy. By early afternoon on June 3rd, Grant called off further attacks. He resumed trench warfare and another gruesome stalemate for the next 10 days. Meade became more irritated that Grant dominated press coverage after the battles. The papers are giving Grant all the credit of what they call successes, he groused in a letter to his wife. I hope they will remember this if anything goes wrong. Though he remained outwardly disdainful of his information bureau, Meade, during the trek south, nervously demanded that anything Sharp found be rushed to his command post. He even summoned McEntee and his team at one point to appear before him at his headquarters with their report. From Spotsylvania to Cold Harbor, Sharp spent most of his time tracking the movements and defenses of Lee's divisions to Grant's right and providing his commanders with topographical reports on the land ahead of them. Senior officers were keeping close watch on rebel prisoners passing through the lines, suspecting Lee had salted them with spies. But Sharp took pity on a pregnant mother and her 14-year-old daughter, whom Union troops had taken from their home near Cold Harbor. The two had told Confederate soldiers who stayed in the house that they had seen the Federal men marching in the area. These simple-minded women, Sharp wrote, would likely have told him what they had seen of Confederate troops if he had met them first. I think they had no idea that they were doing any harm. Patrick agreed that they should be returned to their home. The information Sharp received from deserters, civilians, and his own spies painted a collective portrait of a Southern army deeply shaken by the Wilderness and Spotsylvania slaughter and nearly breaking apart. A German man who fled Richmond said the city was in a chaotic state, with refugees pouring in and supplies from Petersburg cut off by the Union force. A deserter from the Confederate Signal Corps told Sharp that all the capital's businesses and government departments had been closed so male employees could be rushed to the front. But Grant painfully discovered at Cold Harbor that Lee still refused to be beaten.